CNN exit poll, most Haley voters in NC admitted their vote was against opponent rather than for Haley. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on March 6, 2024. Most supporters of Nikki Haley in the swing state of North Carolina admitted their vote for was more against an opponent rather than for their candidate of choice, according to a CNN exit poll. The CNN exit poll asked respondents in the state if their vote for president was mainly for your candidate or against their opponent. Interestingly, most Haley supporters, 70%, said their vote for president was mainly against their opponent. Meanwhile, most Trump supporters, 80%, said their vote for president was mainly for your candidate. The survey also asked the same question to voters in Virginia and found 69% of Haley supporters admitting their vote is mainly against their opponent rather than for their candidate. Once again, most Trump supporters, 79%, said their vote for president is mainly for their candidate. Further, the CNN exit poll of North Carolina voters found 50% of Haley voters saying, no, they are not part of the Make America Great Again, MAGA, movement. 56% of Haley supporters in Virginia expressed the same sentiment. Super Tuesday saw voters in 15 states, Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia, head to the polls to cast their vote for their candidate of choice. Trump secured victories in 14 of 15 states, with Haley taking victory in Senator Bernie Sanders's, IVT, home state of Vermont. Following her string of losses, only winning one other primary over the weekend, the D.C. swamp, Haley formally suspended her presidential campaign. I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign. I said I wanted Americans to have their voices heard. I have done that. I have no regrets, Haley said in brief remarks made Wednesday morning, falling short of endorsing Trump. However, she acknowledged him as the likely nominee. In all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee when our party convention meets in July. I congratulate him and wish him well. I wish anyone well who would be America's president, she said, later asserting that Trump must earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him. On Wednesday morning, Trump invited Haley and her supporters to join the greatest movement in the history of our nation. Biden is the enemy, he is destroying our country. Make America great again, he said.